You are listening to The Real Shia Beliefs, a collaboration between Thacker Lane and Al Hujah Islamic Seminary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider becoming our patron by donating at thackerlane.org/support.
And Surah At-Tahrim, verse 66, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, no, not verse 66, it's Surah 66. In Surah At-Tahrim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families. From what? Naran, from a fire. What are the characteristics of this fire? وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of this fire is humans and rocks. Humans and stones. You've seen how a stone can turn into like a coal that generates heat? One of the features of hell is that the humans who are burning in hell, they become the source of that heat. So the maximum temperature is actually coming from inside their bodies. And that in itself is a very severe type of punishment. عليها ملائكة غلاظ. In charge of that hell are tough angels. See, if you're soft-hearted, you don't have the heart to see what happens in hell. So the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned to manage the fire of hell, they have a tough heart. They're tough. When they see, you know, the pain and suffering in hell, that does not move them. غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. They do not disobey their Lord. They don't say, you know what, I don't have the heart to carry out this punishment. They follow through. They're infallible from this aspect. They execute everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them. So we find that the humans themselves, according to this verse, they become the source of heat in the fire of hell. And the angels around them, Allah has taken the mercy away from them, so they can carry out their job. So this is in Surah At-Tahrim. The next verse that we'll look at is Surah Al-Muzzammil, verse 13. In describing the food of the people of hell, verse 13 states, وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةٍ. The food of the people of hell has a ghussa. Ghussa in Arabic basically means it has thorns on multiple sides, so that when they're trying to bite it, they cannot easily bite it. I mean, imagine right now trying to bite a thorn. Can you? You cannot, unless you experience pain and suffering before you're able to swallow it. So Ibn Abbas in one hadith, that's what he describes as ta'aman dha ghussa. In one hadith from Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, or this is actually from Hamran ibn Ayyan, from Abdullah ibn Umar, he narrates that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi heard a reciter of the Quran recite this part, وَطَعَامًا ذَا غُصَّةٍ, that this is the food of the people of hell. فَصَعِقْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi fell unconscious, because the Prophet knows what type of punishment this is. See, we can picture it from far, from a distance, but the Prophet saw the fire of hell. He knows what this is like. So the Prophet, when he would hear some of these verses, he'd fall unconscious. That's how powerful it was for him. The next verse is Surah Al-Muddathir, verse 30. In describing the angels who are responsible for hell, verse 30 states, عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ. What's tis'ata ashar in Arabic? 19. There are 19 angels responsible for the fire of hell. They are the keepers of the fire of hell. The exegetes, the mufassirs, have stated that Malik is their leader and 18 others. So Malik is the main angel who's in charge of hell. He has 18 other angels helping him. One hadith describes them as such. أَعْيُنُهُمْ كَالْبَرْقِ Their eyes are like lightning. الْخَاطِفِ Have you seen that flash of lightning? It's scary. وَأَنْيَابُهُمْ كَالصَّيَاصِي They have these teeth that look like wild teeth. يَخْرُجُ لَهَبُ النَّارِ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِمْ Flames of fire come out of their mouths. If you want to see the size of these angels, the hadith states the distance from one shoulder to the other shoulder is the distance of traveling 1 year. Can you imagine the size of these angels in hell? Their sheer size scares the people of hell. They are huge in terms of their size. تُسْعُ كَفِّ أَحَدِهِمْ مِثْلُ رَبِيعَةَ وَمُضَرْ One ninth of their hand is as big as an entire tribe. نُزَعَتْ مِنْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ Allah has taken any rahmah from them. Why? So they can do their job. One of them has the power to carry 70,000 people from the fire of hell and throw them in some other part of hell. So when we're talking about these 19, imagine what their descriptions are. Imagine their size. And that is from the punishment of hell. Any questions about this verse? Yes.
But if you're in hell, are you in constant pain all the time?
Yes, those who are in hell, they are in constant pain. If you remember from our class last week, the Quran states, لا يخفف عنهم العذاب. The punishment is not decreased for them. It's one strong level of punishment that's just consistent throughout.
Now, do they walk around or they just...
They're, well, sometimes they are taken to certain places. But now, as we shall see in this last verse, they are locked up and chained. Like there are heavy chains around their hands, faces, and necks. So they're basically stuck in a tight place.
But once they take them, they stay there forever?
There are some who stay forever, as we have said before, those very evil ones who even in hell, they don't want to repent. And then many people, no, they spend some time and then Allah forgives them later. So not everybody who goes to hell, they'll stay in hell forever. There are many whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually forgive.
I knew that, but I was just saying, like, God sometimes takes them place to place in hell.
Yeah, sometimes the angels, they take them to certain places to feed them from that poisonous food of hell. Yes, they take them from place to place. But it's not by their own free will. It's not like you could go roam around. The angels escort you and then they escort you back into that dungeon that the person is basically tortured in.
Another question. Christianity is either the level of the hell. Does Islam believe that as well or is what
hell? Yeah, we mentioned that hell has seven levels or seven gates. This is mentioned in our hadith.
Also said we discussed that there is no room, so when you put one more person, you squeeze
it. Exactly. Like the nail in a wall, as the hadith states. It's so tight, and that's part of the punishment there. Mm. So the place where they're staying, most of the time, it's a very tight place. Nastajiru billah. The last verse that I will share with you before we move on to the hadith is Surah Al-Humazah. Surah Humazah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ Woe upon the humaza lumaza. Another meaning of wail is a valley in hell. Allah has promised them a valley in hell that has severe punishment. Who is the humaza lumaza? Humaza and lumaza are those who are fault finders. They find fault, especially from the believers. They mock them and they try to ruin their reputation. The Meccans did this with the Prophet ﷺ and the early Muslims. They tried to mock them, attack them, disregard them. Then Allah gives some more descriptions of them. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ Those evil ones, they gather money, they have a lot of wealth, they're powerful in society, and they count their money. They think that their money will protect them. If I have money, I can get away with anything. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَ He thinks his wealth is going to protect him for eternity. Kalla. Here comes the warning for those evil ones. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have him thrown in hutama. What's hutama? One of the names of the fire of hell is hutama. Hutama comes from the word tahtim or yuhattim. What does yuhattim mean? Crush. What's interesting about the fire of hell is that a normal fire burns, right? It just burns into ashes. The fire of hell crushes the bodies. Not that it burns them into ashes. It crushes them from inside. How do we understand this? In the past, people had difficulty imagining this. But today, with modern technology, we know how that works. I'll give you an example. We have types of radiation and waves. How does the microwave work? Is there fire? In a microwave, when it heats the food, sometimes you can't touch the plate, it's so hot. It didn't use fire. Does it use fire? No. What does it use? Radiation. See how radiation can go inside something and cause heat? There are types of waves that go inside a body and crush it from inside. That's what hell does. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ Because the fire of hell crushes everything. نَسْتَجِيرُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ What do you know about حُطَمَةِ It's not something we can imagine. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ Another feature of this hell is that usually in worldly fire, when you burn something, it starts burning from the outside, then the fire proceeds into inside, right? The outside first burns until you get to the inside. The fire of hell is different. الَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ Surah Humazah states that the fire of hell actually overlooks the hearts. That means it starts to burn within the heart inside and then it flows outside. نَسْتَجِرُ بِاللَّهِ So unlike a traditional fire that comes from outside and then gets to your inside, the fire of hell starts from the inside. Because remember from the previous verse, it's like a fuel itself. The person himself, he becomes the fuel. So the energy and the fire starts from inside and then it goes outside. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً Don't think that you can escape there. You're locked. مُؤْصَدَةً comes from the word wasid. In Arabic, the word wasid traditionally was used to refer to a safe box that was stored inside a mountain or a cave where no one could really have access to. They would store the valuables, the treasures over there. It's like a very safe box, let's say. This is called wasid because the money is locked in it. Subhanallah, Allah is warning these people who have money in dunya and they lock up their money in banks or in safe boxes and they think they're so powerful and they spread corruption. It's as if the Quran is telling them, just as you locked your money in dunya and you didn't give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in hell you'll be locked up in a box, in an iron box, and there is no escape for you. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةً فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةً عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةً are basically columns of iron or steel. One tafsir, يرحمكم الله, bless you. One tafsir is that the doors to those chambers are locked with very thick rods such that they cannot escape. Or their feet are tied to these iron rods. فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدٍ نَسْتَجِيرُ بِاللَّهِ So, this is one of those chapters that really warns the fault finders. Those who are trying to destroy the reputation of other people. They don't... Remember, this is all about those who don't repent. They don't die with faith. They mock faith. You tell them, repent. No, I don't care. They keep mocking others. They mock the believers. If they die on that evil path, Allah still can forgive them, but they do deserve this type of punishment. And that's how the Holy Quran describes it. Yes.
You know, there are some surgeries, like for the kidney stones and that, they put a probe and then they just...
Exactly, like with a laser, you crush the stone, you shatter it. Yes, see, we have that with modern technology. So this fire of hell does have these dimensions, where from the outside, it causes the inside to be shattered. And just imagine the pain for that. نستجير بالله. May Allah protect us from that.